What you want to create in the world, you must first create in yourself. And one of the challenges for women is that she carries the beliefs that actually keep her overburdened. And overburdened can happen in several locations, as we are sure you all know. One of the overburdened locations is the mind. The one telling you you should do more, be more, why haven't you done more, why don't you have whatever it is you are thinking you should have by now. So that's the overburdening of the mind. There is the overburdening of the body, and that is when the body is operating without your read of what you need from your body. So you can go on for hours, sometimes days, reacting, working, picking up, doing all of that, but never once have you asked the question, how is my body now? What is it wanting for me? And that is another place where we are overburdened. The third place is similar to some of the things we discussed last week. And the third thing is overburdened for others. And that one is especially trying, because if you are burdening yourself for someone else, there is the feeling that you are doing the right thing, that you are being compassionate, that you are being a better person because of that. And so what we miss altogether, is what we are going to call the overarching principle. And that overarching principle is that woman was not designed to be overburdened. She was designed to be energetic, sending energy out and bringing energy back in, so that there is a balance within her body. And that includes her mind, that includes her body, that includes this obligation to others. Now, why it is so difficult, of course, is because when we look at the structure that is the patriarchy, it is telling you that is why you are here. You are woman, you are here to serve. You are woman, you are here to take care of people. You are woman, you are here to work. You are here to make things happen and get things done. And by the time you realize that you may have taken on a whole set of beliefs that will deplete you and eventually will hurt you, then you realize that you have gone too far. But we want you, when you come to this understanding, to be kind to yourself, since there is little to no teaching that tells you, yes, you are here to give energy, but you are here to receive energy. Yes, you are here to think about things that are good for others, but not before you think about what is good for you. And whenever we look at this kind of teaching, the overarching truth must be the one that guides everything we do. And when we are overdone in an area, it is not that we need to be unkind to ourselves, but we do need to stop making it a virtue to work yourself until you are sick. We understand that there are emergency times, but if that is what is going on all the time in any part of your consciousness, that is not a virtue. That is a violation. And we must begin to make the difference between the two. We find it interesting in your language that both of those words begin with a V. Virtue, violation. And the one you have been taught to cling to in all circumstances, no matter how you feel, no matter what you need, is that your fatigue, your upset, even your anger, all of that has come as a result of your virtue. But in essence, what you need to understand is that all of that has happened as a result of your violation. So as we begin to bring all of this back into focus, we want you to understand that since our job now is bringing balance to the world, which is clearly dreadfully out of balance now, we must first bring that balance to ourselves, and we must do it knowing that we have the right to do it. Knowing that that is a respectful thing that we do to bring our lives, all of them, the mental life, the physical life, the serving life, the spiritual life, all of that needs to be brought into balance. Now, what happens as you get closer to that balance is that you become peaceful. And we want to mention one of the great gifts of peaceful, and that is that you are still enough for your discernment to rise. You are still enough for your discernment to begin to really work. And from the peace that you have created through balancing things, you will be able to detect the difference between violation and virtue. And you will not try to make things that are bad for you good. They are simply bad for you. Now, we'll take a moment and talk about virtue because it needs to be defined in a different way. To be a virtuous woman is to be a woman who walks in balance and carries the energy of balance with her wherever she goes. And so people become better simply because they are walking by you. Not that you are working to change or be responsible for or do all of these things, but they walk beside you and become better because of how you are holding energy in your own life. It is only from a place of peace that you can make that determination. So we are going to take a few moments and talk about this together. This time, of course, which is, what would you call it, somewhat hard driving, makes this study a real challenge. But for these times, it is the best study to step out of all of the things, the way you have defined yourself, the way you have let other people define you. It is important to step out of that now and to find that peace within yourself so that you can become the thing you want the world to become. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Where your breath goes, healing goes. Feel the blue of peace come all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel a warm rain fall and let the rain wash away the stress. Wash away the pain or the upset that might have happened during the week. Let the rain wash it away. Feel your crown open and feel the golden light of the universe above your head. Let that golden light flow down into your thoughts. Let it open your third eye. Feel the golden light flow down through your head and into your throat. Let that golden light displace any communication you have with yourself that is any way disrespectful or violating. Only allow the communication that honors and validates and values who you are. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your heart center. And feel that light grow your heart. Fill in the places that have been wounded. And feel them become a part of the garden of your heart and begin to grow again. Feel the flow of light down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the golden light displace the emotions that do not serve you. Feel them out of your body and know that there is a place now for what you want to feel truly, to live, to expand, to bring you joy. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. Feel the golden light in the second center displace judgment and shame, things that do not belong in your body, in your emotional body, in your consciousness. Feel those moved away. And feel the warmth and the power of the golden light in your second center. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. Feel that warm, powerful light Clear away from the root center any beliefs that say you cannot build the life you truly want to live. Feel all of that doubt removed from that center. And let the golden light begin to build in energy the life you wish to create in reality. And as the golden light fills you, let it spread past your body to become a field around you. And feel the universe continuing to fill you. And know that you only have to open the crown, and you're once again being filled by the creative force that made you. And let that energy shine around you and draw to you what is yours and inspire and touch all those you pass in your life. The beauty and the power and the balance and the love. Move your attention into your heart center and find that the universe has left a gift for you there, in your garden. Rest the mind and know the gift. And now see that in the center of the circle, there is a golden light of healing. A circle that draws up from the earth the power of earth's healing and draws down from heaven the golden rain that is the healing of heaven. And in this circle, place Jennifer. Send her the energy she needs so that she does not lose herself and that she is filled again no matter what is going on around her. Place Linda in the circle. Give her energy and strength as she works and heals. Place anyone else in the circle, you would have no healing, and step in yourself. Feel the golden rain and the power of the earth all coming together in the circle to make wholeness and wellness and joy. Mother, Father, God, for your gifts too powerful and numerous and loving to even mention, for us, for those we love, for those we have placed in your care, for these things we are truly grateful. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.